podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Now, I'm back after 2 weeks off. And yes, I was on some medications that I normally wouldn't be on.
I know.
Which can, you know, make you feel certain ways.
Amplify maybe some feelings.
I feel, though, that that had nothing to do with what happened.
Sure.
Now, as I was away, you were playing a little game, Will It Float?
Correct.
Okay. And on... We've got a little message group that we message to.
It involves
you and I. It involves Drive Show, Tim and Dabo, and it involves Chris as well.
Announcers, group chat.
Exactly. And so every day you would write, this is what we attempted to float, whether it floated or not.
Mm.
Okay? And on this one particular day you wrote, I'm not telling you guys what I put in the water, but just know that it floated.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. Because I was just keeping tabs on things. Anyway, this was the day after I got out of hospital.
Mm.
And so I then had to go get a blood test, mm-hmm. right? And so as I was driving to get the blood test, I heard the replay. Chris had replayed what had gone in the water.
Yeah, well, AJ and I had attempted to float.
Yeah.
It did float too.
That's great. What it was my 700-piece Star Wars logo Lego.
Mm.
And especially on my desk, there's a big sign that says, don't dump your here and don't touch my stuff. I'm very big
Does
on
it?
People not touching my stuff.
Is there a sign that
yeah,
says
there's
don't
a
touch
sign.
My stuff?
There's a sign.
I've never seen that
yeah.
sign.
Yeah, obviously. Because you thought it was okay to grab this Star Wars Logo Lego
yeah.
set. Once again, fully made, 700 pieces.
Yeah.
My brother gave this to me as a gift.
Yeah, because he needed to make space.
Gave it to me as a specialised gift.
Yeah.
And I made it on the weekend that his daughter was born. So it was very sentimental to me.
Yeah.
And that's why I brought it into work, because it's very sentimental to me and it reminds me of family.
Yeah.
And you decided to chuck it in
hey,
a mini
there no,
pool.
There was no chucking.
That was in the studio.
It was placed in the water very delicately.
Now, when I heard this replay, I messaged the group chat and I said, tell me the Lego thing's a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said no.
No.
And then I said, I swore. Mm. And then I said, no, but seriously, did my Lego touch water, yes or no? And you made a comment, ho, could someone up the girl's meds? And that set me off even more.
Yeah.
I was honestly, I was pissed at you. This is we rarely have fights, but this was a big one.
Mm.
And I was like, I can't believe you did that to me.
Mm.
And then you were like, oh, no, I didn't think it was going to be a big deal. And then you tried to call me and I didn't answer.
Yeah.
Because I was angry.
Yeah.
I was really angry. And I was like, I just need to like simmer. And you're like, are you seriously pissed? And I'm like, yes, I'm pissed. It's 700 pieces. Mm-hmm. It's not like seven.
No.
700 pieces of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. It's already started, as you can see here, to go funny.
What?
Did I overreact?
It's not gone funny.
Yeah, it has.
It's
I have
not
to.
Gone funny.
Okay. So this actual setup of Lego is full of a lot of tiny, thin pieces. They're all integrated.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a 700-piece Star Wars Lego, but it's not massive. It's thin, and so they're very integrated pieces.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not happy, and I was not happy.
It's not gone funny. Let me fix that top bit.
No, I'm pushing it. It has gone funny. I was upset, and to this day remain... I'm okay, I'm over it, but I just want to know, do you have any feelings, thoughts, feelings, any regrets? Why did you think it would be a good idea to put my Lego into a thing of water?
Because it's plastic. It's not like...
How did you not recognise that that would pee me off?
Because it's just sits on
it's
your
my
desk.
Lego.
Yeah, but it's just it, like
it's
junk
my,
on your desk.
It's not That's... junk on my desk. It's not... Once again, don't touch my stuff. Just everyone, just leave my stuff alone. Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to know 5223295 Did I overreact, or was it shocking to everyone else that Tom put my Lego in a pool of water without asking?
Mm.
Do you think that because we've been friends for so long that you would be able to figure out that that would piss me off?
Adult human being asking this question, by the way.
Yeah, I want to know because you obviously think I'm overreacting. I don't think I'm overreacting. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Was Tom in the wrong for putting my Lego in the water? Let's just get it out of the way now.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
When I was away, you decided to grab a 700-piece Star Wars Lego that I've got of the Star Wars logo. It was on my desk sitting there, my personal space, my personal item, and you decided to throw it in the pool, the pool works had in the studio for Will It Float.
Yes.
You tried to hide it from me, and then I heard a replay. I heard Chris talking about it, and then I cracked it. It was... There was a bit of toing and froing, there's a bit of anger, a bit of hurt. At one point you said, can someone up this chick's meds? That skyrocketed me even more. You then tried to call me. I didn't answer because I was so pissed off at you.
Yeah.
And now we're back and it's all good, but I just want to know, did I overreact to Tom throwing my Star Wars Lego in the pool without asking, or was it just a bit of fun and I should just... You know, did I overreact? Well, should I get over it? Or am I well within my rights to absolutely crack the sads with this
to
man?
To be fair, there's a fair bit of just a bit of fun that goes on in this office. So
Yeah. But the parameters of the fun, the parameters, like I would never open your last beer and just pour it down the sink for a bit of fun. You know what I mean?
I think that's a completely different thing.
Well, it's not. It's not, is it? Because you care about it.
But you're gonna get the Star Wars thing back. You don't get the beer back.
Mate, it's not. I have to unpick every single block.
You do not.
It is so intricate. I can tell that it's not ruined, but there's definitely it's definitely been compromised, and I'm not happy.
How do you know that's got to do with the water?
Oh my god! You dropped it too, did you?
No, I didn't touch it after you yelled at me.
I didn't touch it.
It was AJ. Annie's on the line. Morning, Annie.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Loggy. Welcome back.
Thanks, girl. Did I overreact with Tom touching my stuff?
No way did you overreact. Tom, you are lucky to still have legs to be walking on.
Thank you, Annie.
I swear to God, I would put you over my knee and I would wallop your backside for that.
Okay.
So, so disrespectful and so, so rude. Oh,
thank you,
really
Annie.
Sorry. I love you, Tommy, but...
Yeah.
No, you don't touch other people's stuff, especially something so delicate like that.
Annie, I could not have said it better myself.
Plastic.
It's not.
Okay.
It's,
like, no, all right. No, I appreciate it. Okay, I take that on board, Annie, and also stay on the line because we need to talk more off air about that spanking. Dean in Highton. Morning, Dean. You're live on the air. What do you think? Did Log overreact?
I reckon she absolutely overreacted, mate.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I think two reasons here, Log.
Okay.
One, it's Star Wars, and two, it's Lego.
Okay. Dean, you don't get it then. What I'll say is that you don't get it.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes,
I was going to say.
It's plastic, isn't it? Plastic. I've Googled it, by the way, and it says, standard plastic Lego bricks are waterproof and not damaged by water.
Yeah. It's also like when you get $110 worth of Lego and you put it in water and then it has a lot of holes because it's so intricate and it's left to get moldy and everything. Well, what does it say on that? What does it say on that?
Is there any mold?
It's still Lego and it's still Star Wars.
Yeah.
So I reckon he's all good here.
Yeah,
Dean,
thanks,
no.
Dean. Dean,
nah,
can you
Dean
see any mold?
Get it.
No, obviously, Dean can't see any mold either. So there you go.
Dean, no, you're not my people.
Kayla, you are live on the air also from Mount Dunedin. What do you think? Did Log overreact?
Absolutely not. I am a Lego fan and fully on her side there. I was in the car when you did it, raging in the car, going, oh, my God.
Yes, girl!
How dare you? I was mortified.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for having my back. Because honestly, when I heard the replay, you should have seen the messages I sent him. I was like, is this a joke or did you actually do it?
Yeah.
Even my family, I put what happened in my family group chat and my sister and brother were both going to message you and say how not on it was. The whole family group chat was raging at you, Tom.
Oh, okay.
So, Kayla, thank you so much for your understanding.
All right. Now, I obviously have to dodge your family for a while.
Yeah, you do. And anything you want to say? Is there anything you...
Sorry, I did genuinely apologise. Did I not genuinely apologise?
You said, oh, I didn't realise that it would piss you off.
No.
And that was after you said, get this chick some more meds.
Yeah, I did say something.
Which you know meds. Was only going to fire me right up.
I didn't realise that you were I didn't realise that you were genuinely really upset.
The F off statement really didn't mean
it. Well, we tell each other to do that all the time. Yeah, I don't know. I can't find the message now, but I did say, look, I'm really, really sorry.
Yeah.
We will put everybody in the drawer to go to Recess Bar and Eats.
And we have, what have we learnt today?
We don't touch other people's stuff tell them about it.
Exactly.
It's after they... You just keep it on the down low.
No, just Chris, don't touch my stuff.
Chris, don't replay the stuff.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Brad Johnson approves.
That was very good. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, popping your head. Good on you, mate.
Loves it.
Good to have you in the studio for Prestige Jacko Geelong.
Now, Jono, Geelong's going to hold an emergency board meeting today to work through this concussion crisis. And Steve Hocking has said that there's not a lot the club would do differently if it had its time over. This was a massive breaking news story last week. And your thoughts on it?
Well, it's it's kind of hard to sort of sit there and go, I put myself in the situations. That's probably why I pause a little bit, because you go, okay, if I was in that scenario, what would I actually do?
Well, actually,
as a player? So,
let's go back and explain it for those that might have missed what happened. There was a contract signed.
Yeah, there was a separate deal put in front of Jake Colajasny, who has come out himself and said that he's the player at the centre of all of this. And it was put to him that he... because of his concussion issues that he's had in the past playing the game and having to go through the scenario of being under the AFL concussion board, as well as then obviously the club doctors at the Geelong Footy Club, they made a decision that he would have to sort of waiver himself in a way by signing a contract separate to his playing contract that he did sign, to say the responsibility is on yourself if you want to continue to play the game of AFL football.
That's right. So this is where I wondered how it played out. Was it that the Cats, and you may not be able to answer this, but was it that the Cats said, hey, we really want you to keep playing, but you need to wear the burden of, you know, or was it that the Cats were like, hey, we don't think you should keep playing because you might hurt yourself? And he said, no, I will.
I think it's more the decision's on you, Jake, to make this call. Mm. And that's where the responsibility will lie. He's a much loved player at the Geelong Football Club. So I think they've presented a way to give him the best opportunity to continue to play. And he's sat there and it said that he had his parents and legal representation with him as well to make the decision, make sure that it was all above board.
The problem is
that the AFL weren't informed, the PA weren't informed as well. So therefore, you're not really in a position to be able to add extra layers to contracts that aren't approved by the governing body. So therefore, that's why there's an emergency board meeting today. This has just obviously blown up into probably the biggest story of the year. There's the likelihood is that the pressure will come on Craig Drummond, who is now the chairman of the AFL, and he was president of Geelong Football Club at that particular time, because it has to, the responsibility has to lie with someone in a position of authority that was involved at Geelong Football Club at the time this was signed, and that's just the way that it has to sort of sit. The likely penalty, if found guilty, is probably a big fine at this stage. It just seems to be that's the conversation going around the footy world at the moment, that if they do get to the point that they are fined, that's likely to be quite significant. And they have withdrawn now that waiver from Jake as well.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was also reported over the weekend. So there's still a lot to play out in this space, but I think it's more played out around how we got to this position with the player and the AFL have now basically Thursday or Friday last week, the AFL was sort of playing this down, not playing it down, but just saying it's not too bad, but now I think with the groundswell of how everyone's spoken about it over the weekend through media, through fans, through everybody, everyone's sitting there going, hang on, no, this wasn't right. You shouldn't be you shouldn't be asking a player to sign something separate to their contract.
Exactly. But also the thing is, you have to save players from themselves sometimes. And as we know, we've seen elite athletes go out there with broken arms and, you know, broken heads and
it's
all this type of stuff. Exactly. The thing is that this is an issue that has been growing, and it has been confirmed that concussions and knocks to the heads can have lifelong effects and life-altering effects. So that's the concern, because it's like, yeah, of course Jake wants to play and he's an adult and he can make these decisions and everything. But should he be given the option when it's so dangerous to keep playing?
Well, Matthew Lloyd was pretty strong with this over the weekend as well, in regards to, if he was in that position, he would have just pulled Jake in and said, we love you, but we're not offering you another contract moving forward. You've got a life that you need to live.
Yeah.
And he's 30 years of age. Go and live your life.
And it sets a precedent too, doesn't it?
And but that's one way of doing it. And then you've got the other way where, you know, the player would want to play. It's just the way this has been done.
But what's to stop the AFL from making everyone sign this now?
No, but
to be like, going forward, we don't want to deal with any of the outlay of all this concussion business. So everyone signs something.
No,
it won't be like that. But it's opened something up, I think, for the Players Association and the AFL to start to consider in regards to what it actually looks like from a contractual perspective. But the fact of the matter is, as well, from a concussion point of view, we have grown a fair way in the sport. Because, you know, when I was playing, you cop the knock. The next week, you're back out playing. Mm. The next quarter, you're back on the field. Whereas now, obviously, there's a lot more care for the player in that regard. There's obviously time on the sidelines to be able to heal and hopefully restrict what is going on in the brain that no one can see or identify, and hopefully it gets its chance to heal. So that has become, you know, and hopefully that has become broader into, you know, not only the AFL but through community sport as well. And players are so better cared at all levels of our game. And I think at all sports as well, not just footy, but all other sports, if there is a moment of a player getting knocked in the head and whether they are concussed or just dazed, they are cared for in a lot better way. So we have got to a really good spot. We've still got more growth in this area.
Mm. It's a contact sport.
It is. But this type of scenario doesn't sit well with... I don't think anybody in the game.
Mm.
Would you have signed it? Sorry, Tom, just quickly. Would you have signed it?
No chance.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No chance.
That's easy to say now, though, Jono. If you were a guy whose career was in the balance,
yep.
You still wouldn't have?
No, because you still need protection from the league, and you shouldn't be waiving yourself from any of that protection. So that would have been my, and I would have been pretty strong on that even when I was playing, that no, you're under the guidance of the AFL and the way they are meant to look after you as a player as well as your football club. So there's no way I would have waived myself from that, because you're in their care as you're playing the game.
Very interesting. There's a lot to play out, and we'll keep you posted.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy say thanks.
So I was away because I had to get an operation, a laparoscopy and a hysteroscopy. And basically that means you're pantless on a table.
Mm.
And the doctors, you know, they see all that stuff all the time, but they're right amongst it, okay?
It's like a canvas to them.
I'm sure it is. And when it comes to canvassing myself, there's been times where I've had a lot of operations in that area, okay? I've had a lot of issues in that area across my life. And so I sometimes have just, you know, there's been times in my life where I'm like, I might be a bit more hairy than normal.
Oh.
Sorry, I could see that you were getting scared and I didn't know.
Like, where's this guy? And I'm...
Okay.
I'm as disappointed and
just
troubled as I was worried I would be.
And you know what? I think you should be as hairy as you want to be. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, and they don't care. They don't care. But I was thinking, you know, I've let myself go the last 7 years, and I know I've been saying it to you for ages.
That's so funny because that's exactly the amount of time that you and I have worked together.
Exactly, and I've been ever since I started, mate. It's gone downhill. Yeah. And so I thought to myself, I had to have the operation on the Monday.
Mm.
So, you know, I thought on the Sunday, I thought, you know what? I could probably have a wax. And then part of me was like, who cares? Like, why would you? The other part of me is like, you should just shave. But then you have to deal with it growing back and it can be a bit itchy and whatever. And I'm, you know, I don't like it. So then I thought,
Can I duck out?
No, just stay with me. I went to get a wax. Now, the normal place that I get a wax, obviously it's a Sunday, so it's closed. So I just kind of Googled whoever, and I'm not going to tell you where I went. But let's just say waxing isn't the main thing that they do. They do other things.
They also change tyres.
Yeah, right? So let's just say, for argument's sake, changing tyres is their main focus, but they've got a room out the back where they also can wax you, right? So I got in there.
You didn't go to your local APCO, did you?
I didn't. Right? And so I walk in and I'm like, yep, cool. And everyone else is getting the normal service, right? And then I was waiting for a bit and they're like, oh, yeah, come out the back. Yep, no worries. Now, normally in these types of places, they have a dedicated room for this, but this just seemed to be a back room where people would store their bags and whatnot for lunch. And it was, it wasn't a locking door.
No.
It was around a corner. So it was all open, but it was around a corner. And they're like, yep, just jump on this table.
And you still went ahead with...
So I'm like, this is happening, Lauren. Let's just disassociate. So pants off, jumped on the table.
Yeah.
Lady comes around the side. And so I'm extremely heightened because I'm like, once again, I'm pantless.
Yeah.
And this is not a locking door. This is a corner that is giving me privacy.
Yeah, a corner. Yeah.
So... she comes in and then she's like, oh, do you mind getting off the table because I need to move it? So I jump off, pantless, help her move this table.
Of course you do. Of course you help.
Right? Help her move the table. I get down and then she puts the wax on. Now, you haven't had a wax in that area before,
have you? Never,
not once. Okay,
no.
Sometimes the wax is too hot.
Yeah.
And so... as a people pleaser, as a people pleaser, a lot of the time I'm like, yeah, it's fine. But I was just like, okay, this is a bit hot. And I was in that situation of people pleasing. I'm just like, I can deal with it. It was a little bit hot. It was strip wax. So it's that one in the pot that's melted, right? And then they get it on a paddle pop stick and they just lather it on. Now, I don't know if this was her first day, but I will say when she looked at me, she was confused. And there's certain types of ways that this can present itself.
Yeah.
And so as a waxer, I imagine you're used to seeing all the different arrays of the rainbow, but some of them are more out than in. And you deal with that appropriately.
Oh,
so
man.
I don't know whether she was like, I don't know what's going on here. But anyway, she attempted to then do her best at waxing. Now, when you are waxing, normally what happens is that you will put the wax down in a vertical motion and you will rip off vertically.
Like
you go from south to north.
Yeah, great way to describe it.
Oh, no, must have been her first day. She went from east to west.
What?
And what happens when that happens is that... New crevices are made in the skin.
Oh.
I started bleeding.
Oh no!
Because she tore my skin, and then she was like, "Yeah, so you're bleeding. So what's your issue, basically?" And I was like, "It's the wax, kind of like you've done it." Now a normal person would be like, "I'm gonna get out of here straight away," but I was like, nah, I'm the type of person that settles in. So not only was it an east to west motion, and she kept going east to west. Mate, when I tell you that is not the way.
No.
I
believe it. I think I would already know that.
My God. And then the wax wasn't dry enough. And then she had wet wax on her glove. So as she was putting her hand down on me to then tear wax off in the inappropriate direction, she would then lift her glove up and my skin would come with her glove. And also, so she was like stuck on me.
Oh my God.
It was the worst experience ever. I then said to her, she's like, oh, so yeah, you're bleeding. So have you got a problem? And I'm like, yeah, this happens sometimes. And she goes, oh, does it? Oh, I thought it was me. That's good then. And I'm like,
you gave her the out.
I gave her the out.
Yes,
and then, because she didn't want to wax anymore, she went in with the tweezers and basically tweezed all the inside bits.
Whoa.
One by one. One by one. Mate, Wait.
Say that.
The undercarriage was tweezed. Oh. It was a torture. It was a device in torture.
Oh, lucky you were having surgery the next day and they could take care of you, fix you up.
Mate, I had to tell them before I went in there. I said to the anaesthetist, if you go under there and you're like, what the hell's happened here? Just know it was a waxing horror story yesterday. So gals and guys, don't worry about waxing. It's better for the surgeon if you don't have to go in there preemptively and say, so there's a few extra rips in there. Don't worry about it.
Oh, jeez.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.